Springdale City planners, who've long sought to revitalize the downtown district, are collaborating with local stakeholders and a Portland-based landscape architecture firm, which specializes in green infrastructure, to cultivate a master plan. An open house charrette was held at Jones Center this week to present final concepts. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended the event and brings us the details.
Springdale's downtown is bound by Huntsville Road to the north, Caudill Avenue to the south, Old Missouri toward the east, and Thompson Avenue, Highway 71 to the west. Emma Avenue underwent revitalization some years back and looks pretty, but the eastern side of downtown illustrates classic suburban flight. Lots of faded low-rent buildings, some vacant. But change is coming. More than 150 residents turned out for the first planning charrette held last November, and this week many returned to review several draft master plans. Guiding the process is Charles Flink, a licensed landscape architect and president of Alta Planning and Design, which has completed green infrastructural plans for 225 communities across 35 states. And he sees Springdale as a blank canvas.
Well, the history of Springdale has always been this marketplace community, historically. When it was primarily an agricultural area, it was where the farmers would bring their goods to market and people would come here and purchase. So it has a wonderful history in that regard. And it still has this rich architectural fabric in the downtown, even though there's not much of it left. And looking forward to what Springdale can become. As a community, I think you don't have to go very far to see the rebirth of downtowns and how much that means to a community. Look at Bentonville, look at Fayetteville, look at the success they've had, look at Rogers. So it can happen here.
Flink and his team also acknowledge the blooming diversity in Springdale. Of 71,000 residents, 35% are Hispanic, at least 6% Pacific Islander, and 2% Asian.
The goal with this downtown plan is to celebrate the diversity and to really draw it out. To accentuate it, but also to have a catalytic project, and that's the uncapping of Spring Creek.
Spring Creek runs through the center of Springdale in a culvert, a remnant 1970s urban flood control practice.
But we'd like to sort of, if you will, take off that concrete cap and then peel back the slopes and really have a more of a natural stream flowing through the center of town. Actually try to put more water back in the creek so that we can have a permanent pool, through the downtown so that the creek becomes real amenity through the downtown, and then reorient development so that it's on that. So it's like a creek walk or a river walk.
Spring Creek has intermittent flow, but once boulders, pools, and aquaculture are installed, it will transform the downtown into a vibrant waterfront destination where residents live, work, shop, and eat, host festive events, celebrations, and music. To illustrate three possible futures for downtown Springdale, the Alta team posted three large architecturally rendered topographical draft schematics on the walls of the Jones Center Conference Room. The three plans are titled Linear Park, Expanded Square, and Town Square. Once again, Charles Flink.
In the Linear Park concept, we're trying to create more green space in the downtown. And create a travel way along a trail through the downtown. We would open up certain sections of the creek. We would put an amphitheater in the downtown that could be used throughout the entire year. For example, in the winter, you could maybe flood the amphitheater and have it as an ice skating rink. In the summer, it serves as a place where people can gather in the downtown.
The expanded square would centralize around recently restored Shiloh Square, a large covered pavilion just off Emma near the railroad tracks, now home to a seasonal farmer's market.
In this particular design, our lines, the edges of the creek are a little bit more hard surfaced rather than natural. We focus more on putting buildings lining the creek through the downtown, and we enhance Shiloh Square by some additional investments to that landscape between Emma and Johnson Avenue. So that's the difference between Linear Park and Expanded Square. And then in Town Square, we are seeking to create between Emma and Meadow a brand new urban open space in the downtown, and surround that with buildings, and it's called Town Square, and it really creates a new sort of celebratory space in the downtown that's multifunctional, that becomes really the heartbeat, the center of town. We don't have as much New building creation along the creek. It's a little further back, but we do enhance Shiloh Square with some more urban sort of formwork, and the rest of the creek is sort of left on either end, sort of north and south of Johnson and south of Meadow as a more natural system.
Charette participants, city planners, and members of the Downtown Springdale Alliance representing a cross-section of business interests which funded this planning process will make the final choice. But Charles Flink says any choice will profoundly change the downtown.
We think it really breathes a significant amount of life into the town. It creates a very unique downtown in Northwest Arkansas because no downtown in Northwest Arkansas has this urban creek that becomes the centerpiece of development.
Lots of trees, mass planted and installed along bare city streets, and pedestrian lighting will warm the atmosphere. Planners envision children play areas, seating terraces, picnic spots, and lots of paved pedestrian walkways. Project funding has yet to be determined, but both the public and private sector will be involved. And Alta planners hope to develop the core as a desirable place, attracting new shops and restaurants, and as a hub along the Razorback Greenway Regional Trail, which cuts through the downtown. Alta Planning and Design is also the firm behind the 36-mile-long Razorback Greenway bicycle and pedestrian trail system, extending from south of Fayetteville north to Bella Vista.
And then the final three phases of the Greenway should be under construction this summer. So we'll have all phases of the Razorback Greenway under construction, sections in Springdale, sections in Fayetteville, in Johnson, in Lowell, and in Rogers. So we'll be doing construction all up and down the Greenway here in 2013.
And Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse expects the trail and this revitalization project to draw lots of attention to his downtown.
And we're real excited about it. I'm excited about what I see so far, I tell you. And, you know, we just, there are a lot of opportunities downtown, a lot of people looking to and excited to take advantage of those opportunities, to invest, but I think everybody needs a plan.
And the mayor says residents are receptive to change. During the last general election, Springdale voters overwhelmingly passed a $71 million bond issue for road improvements across the city, construction of three new fire stations, and the installation of 200 acres of new parkland.
We're seeing a willingness among not only the city, but I think among our citizens, to invest in what downtown can be. And I think that's, you know, it's a slow process, but to do it right, I guess it has to be slow. And we want to take the right steps and do things in a way that will ensure success and growth, residential growth, along with commercial growth downtown.
Plus, the mayor said Springdale needs to keep pace with the needs of its burgeoning diverse population.
Well, I'm having grown up here and lived through this tremendous change and growth, I couldn't be more proud of the way that our residents have adjusted and accommodated the growth, not only in population but also in diversity. And I'm just I'm so pleased and know that, you know, those things bring challenges. I was on the school board for 10 years before I became mayor, so I'm aware of the challenges, but what great opportunities. And I'm so proud of the way we've responded, and Northwest Arkansas has responded. You know, Northwest Arkansas as a whole is a much different place than it was when I was growing up.
A final Downtown Springdale master plan should be ready for approval by April. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Once a nun, Karen Armstrong now writes about the world's great faiths.
Muhammad actually was very, very keen on the emancipation of women. He liked women. He liked their company. He did his own chores. He mended his own clothes.
A prophet for our time, indeed. I'm Neil Conan. Talk of the Nation from NPR News, challenging our beliefs, changing our ideas.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.